Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
No worries. Firstly, can you give us a bit of background into, I guess, Goodness Street Life and the op shop that you guys have there?
Yeah, we're a self-funded centre, so we're not government funded, and we run the op shop for two reasons. One, to make sure that we have the money to do all the things that we do in the area with the homeless, but also to keep the clothes at a low discount for people in the community to come.
You're also one of the only organisations that have set up vending machines for homeless people to access. Tell us where this idea came from.
Well, strangely enough, it came from me. I was just on Facebook one day and somebody was selling it, and I thought, wouldn't that be good if we could get them and have to the homeless? So we started on that, and then somebody sent me something through that it had been done overseas, I think in England and America. So that just put it even further. So I bought the vending machine, and we just put it at 10 cents. We set it for 10 cents, and the homeless can come in and get the 10 cents. We give them 10 cents every day. They don't like to come out during the day. They mainly only come out at night. So I stack it every afternoon, and they feed overnight.
Wonderful. So has there been a lot, have you seen a lot of demand as of yet?
Yeah, the machine's empty. We get we get around about $5 to $8 every night. And, I mean, people might think, now that's not a lot of money, but when you're only using 10 cents,
that's quite a lot.
That's a lot of money. We've got people from the train coming out of Ipswich. So the idea is we've got another machine coming, a brand new one, built specifically for us, and it'll be a swipe card. So it'll be a retail machine that we put in areas. The homeless will come to us. We will put money on the swipe card. But I guess the secondary to feeding them is that they have to come back every 2 weeks and have money put on the swipe card, and that enables us to make sure that they don't need showers, medical attention, they're eating properly, because we do hot meals every day and that sort of stuff. So it's a two-folded thing.
That's Now, I know you are looking for donations. We'll talk about that in a second. But I guess with the cold weather and, you know, we've obviously, it's starting to get really cold out there. Are you finding that there's a bit of an increased demand at this time of year for your services?
There is. There is. We're getting more people now coming for blankets. We did a sleep out two weeks ago, and we raised $11,500. We had a sleep out in the park, and we had about 40 people sleep out with us. And wait until you've done it, you have no idea. We're getting like beanies and gloves, and you know where they used to sleep, now we're having to supply tents, sleeping bags, and that sort of stuff. So we're on the drive for that now, and that'll keep increasing as we get into winter.
Yeah, so you're looking for donations, obviously, for these machines. What specifically do you want, or like, would you need?
Okay, so what we ask for is that nobody buy any name brand stuff to start with.
Yeah.
Just your everyday stuff. Just little packets of biscuits, sultanas, little packets of chips, sardines, tuna, little poppers, spaghetti and baked beans. Not the big tins, not the little tins. There's that medium size. Packets of soup, sanitary items for the ladies, and a great item that we ask people to donate, and you can get them online, is the blankets that the ambulance use for hypothermia. They're a silver blanket, about $1.79, I think, online.
Yep.
Those sort of things we put in the machine, and a blanket like that is just fantastic.
Okay, so where can we go to drop off these items once we've gathered them?
Yeah, we're at 29 Queen Street in Goodna, and we're open 7 days a week.
Well, Helen, it sounds like you're doing a lot of fantastic work in the community. Thank you so much. And if people want to get in touch, you've got a website, which is goodnessstreetlife.org.au, and they can drop in and see you guys and give some donations. And certainly we look forward to hopefully seeing those vending machines well and truly stocked for a good time to come.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.